It's been a busy year for Colorado singer-songwriter Wendy Wu. She released her first solo album in almost 15 years and was the subject of a new documentary, Unshaken, The Road to Wu. KUNC Arts reporter Stacey Nick met up with the artist to talk about a career 3 decades in the making.
Thank you. I'm Wendy Wu. Welcome to the first food truck festival in Loveland.
For almost 30 years, Wendy Wu has been performing her unique mix of folk, rock, and blues all over the state at festivals just like this one. But she calls Loveland her home, and that's where I meet up with her. One of the first things you need to know about Wu is not actually her last name.
It was always a nickname, you know. It was easier than my Filipino name, which was longer and harder to spell. Kalia'an Faigao. Kalia'an is my middle name, which means freedom in Tagalog. And Faigao is a Portuguese name because the Portuguese settled the Philippines and gave everyone last names.
Wu's path to music was non-traditional. She grew up in Boulder, the daughter of Naropa University founding faculty members Baton and Jane Faigao. That bohemian lifestyle included regular visits to the house by beat poets such as Ken Kesey and William S. Burroughs.
I didn't know it was not traditional. Usually it was just a bunch of beatniks hanging out at the house, cooking dinner. Allen Ginsberg would wear his apron and cook dinner with his boyfriend Peter Orlowski, and they'd laugh. And, you know, it was just another Tuesday at the Faigows.
But looking back, she says those dinners and poetry readings had an impact. The metered word flow and hand gestures would find their way into her songwriting. Even the family trips to see the Grateful Dead led her to her signature slap tap on the guitar.
I used to seek out the drum circles, and I think a lot of that kind of just came naturally as I put those pieces together.
Do you remember the first time that you were on stage?
Yeah, I remember my first show, and my dad, of course, caught it on video, and I had 2 songs. I had a blues song, and then a beautiful, like, folky song.
But what she remembers the most is her 3rd show in 1992. At the time, Wu was bartending at Boulder's Fox Theater when the opening act for that night failed to show up.
So they called me up, and I did my show, and then it was Sheryl Crow who was headlining that night. You know, so I played my little early music set, and then she came out with the All I Want to Do Is Have Fun. You know, me and my mom were like, wow, she's great. You know, it was the next day that she skyrocketed.
And so did Wu, who started playing all around the state, later winning the Colorado Lilith Fair Talent Search and sharing the stage once again with Sheryl Crow. In those early days, she says she was hungry for a shot at the big time with her group, the Wendy Wu Band.
I wanted it so bad when I was younger. And when you're young, anything and everything is possible. So you dream big and you work hard and you go at it. And then you get a little bit older and you kind of get set in your ways and you kind of see how it's going to be, you know. I'm a little bit more do it for fun now.
During festival season, Wu doesn't lack for opportunity. Summers still book up pretty fast. But during the off season, she admits her schedule can get a bit sparse. That caused her to start thinking about having a plan B. 5 years ago, she got her EMT license.
Because I was like, you know, I'm almost 50. And, you know, when you're my age and you tell someone you've been playing in a band for 30 years, they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, or whatever. Like, do you think, like, that's almost not realistic to them to see somebody maybe my age.
But the schedule of an emergency medical technician didn't leave much time for rock and roll, and the stage quickly lured her back. She also returned to bartending and waiting tables to help make ends meet.
I'll bring people their food, and they'll look up and be like, oh, is that Wendy Wu? I'm like, yes. Would you like ketchup?
This spring, Wendy Wu released her 12th album, The Immigrant. It's only her 2nd solo record, counting her 2005 live acoustic CD, Angels Laughing. While she mostly works with her group, the Wendy Wu Band, she says these songs, written throughout her career, felt a little different.
Each one is a story, and I was just kind of being really honest, kind of thinking I would never even put them out.
Is that tough sometimes to release when they're really personal songs?
It is, yeah. I mean, especially because I've been trying to be, like, you know, the rock diva for 20 or 30 years, and then you come out with this very raw, you know, I'm not trying to get any radio airplay or anything. I'm just trying to put something out there.
Like the song Plane to China about the death of her father in 2012, it's a song she rarely plays live.
But when they told him he was dying, he took a plane to China and bought a one-way ticket. He took a one-way train to the top.
I would play it, you know, after my dad passed, and it's just pretty, it's kind of a sad song, but I think that my audience, who I've kind of grown up with, that's just kind of things people are experiencing right now, like either loss of a parent or having to care for a sick parent. So I think that, you know, it's a little more relatable.
And when I asked him if he believed in heaven, he said, I sure hope so. Wouldn't that be nice?
She's also looking at her older songs in a new way.
After I've first written them and I'm playing them as a, you know, it was a therapy for me, I still get very emotional with all of it. Honestly, now I'm just hoping to remember the lyrics. Because people will be like, oh, I kind of want to hear angels laughing. And, you know, it's like a song I wrote 20 years ago.
Laugh so hard they almost cry. Peeking through the tears of passion. Making bets and rolling dice.
And it was a really emotional song, so I was afraid to play it. Because I'm, you know, I want people to be happy. I'd be afraid to play it, but people would come and request it. You know, and it's a song about, you know, getting an illness or getting cancer.
Laughing at the angels, laughing at you.
As we wrap up our interview, Wendy Wu's three children, Chris, Cooper, and Emma, ages 12, 9, and 6, emerged from downstairs to see if their mom is done with work.
Mom, you want to go to Toy Story 4?
Toy Story 4 is out? Okay.
Can I'm not coming then.
Oh my gosh. You guys figure it out. And I'll be down in like 20 minutes.
When I ask how she'd feel if any of her kids followed her path and went into music, Wu says it might be too late.
So my oldest son wants to go into art. So that's kind of the same thing, right? And I'm like, oh geez. But what can you do? He's so good.
Wu says she wants to support her kids' pursuit of their own dreams, just like her dad did when he videotaped her first show and let her chase the Grateful Dead, looking for drum circles and festival tents. After all, it seemed to work pretty well for her.
So to have built a whole career of going to different festivals has been really exciting, and I still get excited when I see a pop-up tent.
Everything is fine.
Stacey Nick, KUNC, Loveland.
It will.